While we're waiting for David Gross, let me start making some announcements of a practical nature. But first, let me welcome you all here to this Attisecond Conference. This is, for many of the theorists and some of the experimentalists here, the first week. Ah, here's David Gross, so I will turn this over to him.
Okay, so I'm David Gross, the director of the KNTB, and I'd like to welcome you all to Santa Barbara. Some of you, I don't think I've ever been here before, because this is, we're again reaching out to new communities. So just for my own information, who has never been here before? Good. So then let me tell you a bit about the KNTB. The KNTB is best described as sort of a national theoretical laboratory, a user's facility. We mostly run programs that come out of the community of physics, which is very broadly defined, and as in the case of Attoscience, we bring together people, hopefully from different communities, to work on current problems at the frontier of physics, broadly defined. So, for example, at the moment, there are two programs that are ending this week. One is actually in geophysics, the study of the Earth's mantle, and the other in cardiac dynamics. And the Attoscience program, which is, as you know, bringing together atomic physicists, chemists, maybe even some biologists, and plasma physicists, starts this week. And next week there will be a program on superstring phenomenology, and that's not an oxymoron, and SLE, which is stochastic learner equation, or SRAM learner, anyway. Mathematical physics, conformal field theory. So you see, we have a very broad set of activities here, usually 2 to 3 programs running at any given time, and we hope to get cross-play between the different communities. Now, given the fact that even with attosecond laser pulses, you're still 27 orders of magnitude off from where you can see superstring vibrations, I'm not sure, but we'll see. So we look forward to this program in Attoscience. It sounds like really remarkable things are happening, driven by the technology and by the remarkable efforts of experimentalists. But this is an Institute of Theoretical Physics, so the idea for this workshop is to confront the experimentalists and with the theorists who might help them figure out what to do with this marvelous new advance in experimental technology. And we hope very much that this will have some impact on the use, scientific use, and also improving the technology itself. So we're starting off with a conference, and as Tony might have told you already, we tend to run our conferences a little different than most conferences you're accustomed to, where everybody gives a standard PowerPoint presentation that many of you have seen 3 times before, and most of the interesting stuff happens in the hallways. We would like very much to have discussion, and I think the conference has been programmed to allow for discussion, and that's sort of the nature of the conferences we run. And I think Tony has probably already also told you that everything we do is on the web, so everything you do will be immediately available to your colleagues around the world tomorrow. And just make sure to give your presentations, PowerPoint, or transparencies to the staff, which will take them. The only other thing I wanted to say is that, We are very interested in good ideas for new programs. And so if any of you have any ideas for a program, especially one that you would like to organize, then please talk to me during this week. And okay, that's all I really want to say. Those of you who have escaped from the rest of the country where it's really hot, we have fog every day in the morning and it keeps the temperature down and the sun will eventually come out. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, David. I would like to first, I'm Anthony Starrs, one of the co-organizers of this conference. I'd like to introduce my fellow co-organizers, Andre Bandrauk from Sherbrooke, and Nat Fish from Princeton. And the three of us and the staff members, there's Jocelyn Quick back there. Well, the co-organizers can try to answer some of your questions, but Jocelyn and the other staff members can definitely answer your questions during this conference. Regarding the talks, as David said, we do wish to have much discussion, and so the speakers were asked, other than the opening talks of each day, which are longer, most other talks are 30 minutes, and we allow 10 minutes for questions. And so in this session, we will show speakers these guidelines, and we hope that you will follow them so we have enough time to have the discussion that we wish to have here. As far as practical things, those of you who drove, parking services is up in the corner of the campus, and if you have a campus map there, you can find where you go. For wireless access, the password is KIP, K-I-T-P conf, but if you need help, there's a special extension you might want to jot down, extension 6321, which connects to the help desk if you need help connecting your computer. That's 6321. The computer room is upstairs in 2202, and bathrooms, you just go out and turn left, and there's a set of bathrooms. Upstairs is another set, and there are a couple more that you can find. I guess, Jocelyn, do you want me to cover anything else? Okay. All right. So, I have great pleasure in calling the first speaker of the day, or Berings Kraus, and we'll turn the podium over to him.